Hello, this is Aniko Gal from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I will be reading to you from the 2018 revised version of the Independent Living Reference and Resource Notebook from the North Carolina Division of Services for the Blind. Section 5, Sewing and Housekeeping. Steps to sew on a button. After threading the needle, 1. Make a knot at the end of the thread. A. Lick index finger. B. Wrap end of thread around index finger 3 or 4 times. C. Roll thread off finger with thumb. D. Pull thread taut and knot will form. Number 2. Find place where button must be sewn to match hole. A. Sew down through spot without button. B. Then sew up through the same spot. C. Drop button through the needle and continue sewing by feel. 3. Secure button and knot. A. Sew up and down through both holes by feel. B. When button feels secure, sew up to button but not through the hole. C. Wind the thread around the underside of the button. D. Sew crisscross under the button. And E. Cut the thread. Congratulations, you have sewn on a button. All right, next task, sewing gadgets discussed during mini center. So sewing gadgets, infila or infilia, infila, needle threader, two chimneys. Which needle threader, and that's WITCH, one chimney. Easy threading needles, slit in top. Magnetic pin cushions to find missing pins. Cafeteria-style trays to keep small items from rolling out of reach. Tactile tape measure. Iron guard. Pre-threaded needles, different colors. Liquid stitch. Size 7 needles, required for which, WITCH. Fusible webbing, iron-on hemming material. All right, daily living skills, excerpts taken from A Step-by-Step Guide to Personal Management for Blind Persons, American Foundation for the Blind, copyright 1970. Dusting. Approach area so that back of hands touch front edge of surface to be dusted. Standing at left side, without cloth in hand, start at one end and place fingertips of both hands at front edge of table. Palms should be down, fingers extended, and comfortably spread apart, and thumb tips touching and hands relaxed. Move hands carefully forward toward opposite side, removing any objects encountered along the way. Set objects in a safe place, for example, under the furniture. Reorient yourself to the spot where you left off and proceed, moving hands to opposite side. Move one side step from left to right and repeat process for clearing table of objects. Continue this procedure until the entire surface is cleared. Grasp cloth folded to hand size in one hand, with fingers comfortably spread apart and extended. Hold a container, such as a bread pan or cake pan, with other hand, just under front edge of table. Make sure that container is in contact with under surface. Stand with right side of body next to front edge of table, keeping container immediately in front of body and in contact with the table. Place hand holding cloth on surface at back edge of table, keeping cloth in contact with surface, and draw hand forward until front edge has been reached, thus pushing crumbs or dust into container. Move one hand width over and follow this procedure until entire surface has been cleaned. Put container in a safe place. Place hand holding cloth on front edge of surface, keeping cloth in contact with surface, and proceed to back edge using a circular motion. Move hand over one hand width and repeat process. Continue this procedure until surface has been completely dusted. Vacuuming. Divide room into sections using furniture and walls as reference points. If room is large and there is a great deal of open space in middle of room, a couple of chairs can be used to mark off a boundary line. Attach necessary parts to vacuum. Put plug in electric outlet and turn on switch. Hold metal tube parallel to the body with attachment flat on rug for best suction. Beginning at outer edge of first section of rug, push attachment in a back and forth motion across floor as far as the arms will comfortably reach. Take a half step sideways. Repeat motion until a strip the full length of the section has been covered. Step backward a half step. Repeat motion working back to point of origin. Continue in this way until section has been covered. Then clean the same section, same way, in a crosswise pattern. By taking a half step sideways or backwards each time, the strips being cleaned will overlap. Continue on to next section, overlapping each area as it is cleaned. Replace furniture as each section is cleaned. Work backward toward the door until each section has been covered. In vacuuming under furniture, the tube is held nearly parallel to the floor. Floor attachment will not get into corners or the edges along the baseboard. Use attachment designed for that purpose. Cleaning bathroom. Kneel at center of outside of tub, facing wall, side of tub, which will allow for cleaning entire tub without excess stretching. Remove all items from tub, such as bath mats and brushes. Wet cloth with warm water and, without wringing it, wipe inside of tub. Re-wet cloth and squeeze it gently, but not removing all the water. Holding cloth in one hand and powdered cleanser in the other, invert can directly over cloth and shake up and down until there is a generous amount of cleanser on cloth. Start at an orientation point, drain end of tub, for example. Use circular motions vertically from top to bottom. Move guide hand sideways and repeat process in each small section until circumference of tub has been cleaned. Clean bottom section of tub starting at the end opposite from faucets. Use the same system of small circular motions, sectioning the bottom horizontally. Repeat entire process, adding cleanser to cloth as needed, and raising cloth lightly until the faucet end has been reached. Rinse out cloth under running water. Rinse tub with cloth 3 or 4 times using circular motion over entire surface in order to remove excess cleaner. Check tactually to be sure cleanser is completely removed. After the inside of tub has been rinsed thoroughly, use a slightly damp cloth and go over entire surface of tub using circular horizontal motions to remove all excess water. Wipe faucet and valve handles with cloth or paper towel. Basin. Remove all items from around sink area. Wet cloth and apply cleanser as described in cleaning bathtub. Using a circular motion, start on drain area, rubbing cloth over entire area, giving the soap dish area, drain, and faucets special attention. Rinse out cloth under running water. Use circular motion with cloth for cleaning and rinse several times until excess cleaner has been removed. Check surface tactually for cleanliness. If any rough spots are found, repeat cleaning process. Polish faucets with dry cloth and paper towel. If basin has legs, clean them with wet cloth or paper towel. Toilet. Flush toilet and raise seat. Hold a 1/2 cup measurer over toilet bowl. Fill cup with cleanser until it is completely filled or slightly overflowing. Pour cleaning product inside bowl. Start at back of bowl and scrub with brush entire area using a circular motion and giving special attention to the area immediately under rim and drain. Flush bowl. Flush a second time with brush in bowl to rinse cleaning product out of brush. Tap brush handle lightly on rim to remove excess water. Store brush. With wet cloth, wipe off tank and toilet seat and outer surface of bowl. Dry with a cloth or paper towel. Sweeping. There are three categories of sweeping implements. Hard bristle brooms, which include straw and plastic brooms. Soft bristle brooms, such as push brooms and dust mops and electric brooms. Dust mops and push brooms are more effective in sweeping finer particles of dirt and dust. It is important to frequently clean in areas where food is prepared or eaten. Mentally section off floor space into areas which are bounded by furniture or specific room construction. Pick out a flat wall space or built-in cupboard against which the dirt can be swept to be picked up in dustpan. Grasp broom, placing left hand at hip level and right hand near top of handle to provide leverage in sweeping action. Begin sweeping in the section farthest away from this chosen flat space. Begin at wall space or edge of stationary furniture with broom at an angle to the floor. Pull broom along floor until the handle is horizontal and broom is in front of body. Step backward a half step and again pull broom in a parallel line with the last stroke. Keep broom in contact with floor to the end of the stroke to prevent dirt from scattering. The broom should pass over a portion of floor already swept. These overlapping strokes eliminate missed areas and move collected dirt to next area. Touch areas of the room or furniture to maintain orientation in the section. For areas under tables, use parallel strokes which are perpendicular to the edge of the tabletop, reaching under and pulling the broom toward the body. Movable furniture can be shifted to cleaned areas and can serve as demarcation lines of completed sections. After one section is swept thoroughly, sweep dirt to next section and repeat process. Sweep final section toward the flat wall space of built-in cupboard, which will stop the dirt from scattering. Use short parallel strokes in a semicircle around the space until dirt is in a concentrated pile. Rest the dustpan on the floor at a slight angle at edge of the wall space or edge of the dirt pile. Grasp broom just above straw, allowing handle to rest against inside of elbow. Place broom at opposite side of dirt and pull toward and over the edge of the dustpan. Move dustpan back a few inches and, using several strokes, sweep the semicircular area in front of the dustpan. Repeat several times until no dirt remains, which may be determined by listening to the dirt particles hitting the dustpan. Hold dustpan horizontal until it can be emptied into a waste basket. Replace dustpan and broom to specific location. With dampened paper towel, wipe the area where dirt was swept into dustpan, then throw towel away. Ironing. Setting up ironing board. Open ironing board according to manufacturer's directions. Place wide end of ironing board convenient to an electrical outlet. Keep cord of iron on same side of board as the person is ironing. Preparing iron. Check heat controls which have been learned by position or with raised line markings. Set controls for garments to be ironed. Locate where cord is attached to iron and the heel rest, which is heat resistant. Ironing. Choose garment to be ironed and place in position on board. To pick up hot iron, run fingers along front edge of board until cord is located. Then follow cord up to iron handle. When replacing iron on heel, the wrist should touch board first before handle is released to make sure the iron is resting securely on the board. Iron should be placed about 6 inches from the broad end of the board and in center of board so that if iron tilts over, it does not fall on the floor. The main technique in ironing is to do it in sections. Some method should be devised to determine where a section ends so that ironer can move to the next section of material to be ironed. If at all possible, seams should be used as guides to determine sections. For instance, material from the shoulder seam to the dart in the front of the blouse is a working section. Where there are no markings, such as a seam or a dart to go by, the ironer will have to keep track of where the ironed and unironed materials are connected. When moving to a new section of material, take the material between the forefinger and the thumb at either edge and move material to opposite edge of ironing board. This will put a section of unironed material on the ironing board. Keep only the section you are ironing on the ironing board. If the article has small sections and is difficult to lay flat on the ironing board, it will be necessary to move to the narrow end of ironing board so that you will have only the section you are ironing on the board. Keep material flat by smoothing out with hand before applying iron. Ironer works on the ironing board from the blunt end of the board to the point of the board in strips. Begin at one edge and go in strips down the material toward the center of the ironing board, moving iron in small arc-like machines as you proceed down the board. Cover floor of under ironing board with unprinted papers or an old clean sheet if article being ironed is long enough to touch the floor. Organizing personal items, arranging closets. Matching outfits. Hang matching clothes together on one hanger as a complete outfit. Examples are jacket, tie, shirt, and slacks, and a blouse, skirt, and jacket. Colors. Group clothing together by colors. For example, all blue clothing may be located together at one end of the closet, black clothing in another part of the closet, etc. Clothing bags. These can be used to separate winter from summer clothing. Storage boxes. These can be used to separate winter from summer clothing and can save space when placed under a bed, thus making more room available in a closet. Dresser organization. As dressers vary in the amount of drawer space, it is best to separate your clothing into similar categories and place the least frequently worn clothing in the bottom of the dresser and the most regularly worn clothes close to the top. Plastic ice cube trays. These can be used to store and separate small items such as jewelry, tie tacks, cufflinks, and earrings. The trays should be placed dresser. We have a schematic next, which kind of goes through process of dressing, sorting, washing and drying your clothes, sorting once it's been dried, folding and hanging, ironing, and then storing in your closets and drawers, back to dressing. So we've got dressing area and closet. And in that area, you're going to have hangers and you're going to have sock locks. Now, from there, your clothes get a spray and wash wipe. And you're going to be sorting those clothes, once you've worn them, into light clothes, dark clothes, delicate clothes. For the delicate clothes, you'll need a mesh bag or bags. And for the light and dark, you'll probably need sock locks, as well as spray and wash for all of them, in case there's particular stains. Then you put it into the washer, whether it's a light, dark, or delicate load. And for the washer, you're going to need Purex sheet, bleach tabs, spray and wash. Then the clothes go into the dryer. And the dryer will have settings of delicate, all light clothing, all dark clothing, or all delicates. From the dryer, some clothing will go into a flat surface, table or bed, or hung up. So some delicate items in particular, or some items, you know, you shouldn't dry in a dryer because they might shrink. So you want to lay them flat on some sort of a mesh or a flat surface where they're going to be air dried, but not inside the dryer, or hung up on hangers. So you want hangers there close by as well. And once it's dried, you want your ironing board close by, and you might want an iron guard. So again, the whole schematic shows the dressing area and closet with your hangers and sock locks. You might want to spray and wash those. Then you sort them into light, dark, or delicate fabrics. You put them into the washer. Then you either put them into the dryer, all the lights together, all the darks together, all the delicates together, and then you put them into, or you put them on a flat surface to air dry outside of the dryer. And if you need to, you can iron your clothes after that and then put them back into the dressing area. That's what that schematic is all about. So now we're going to just do a laundry recap. The products, sock locks. Check Maxi Aids catalog. Two or three hampers, one for light colors, one for dark colors, one for specialty, like delicates. Complete 3-in-1. And so that's a product that has detergent, fabric softener, and dryer sheets in one lightweight sheet. Shout Wipes, on-the-go stain remover in a foil pack. Tide Stain Release for the washer in small dissolvable packets. Bleach tabs, small tablets that dissolve in washer. Do not use these with colors. The bleach tabs, do not use them with colors, otherwise you won't have any color left in your clothing. Spray and wash with Resolve, a trigger spray stain remover. Spray and wash gel, a topical stain remover to use just before washing clothes. The gel keeps product from spreading. Shout, color collector. A thin sheet that traps dye released by fading clothes so that it doesn't get on other clothes. And Woolite Extra Delicate for lingerie and fine fabrics. Mind your colors. Wash dark colors inside out to help prevent fading. Wash matching items together, Don't wash one and not the other. And wash large comforters in a commercial washer to prevent lumping. Go green, go cold, and wash less. And here are some tips. Plan your clothes organization system. Label your washer and dryer with bump dots. Label your hampers. Label your clothes and shoes. Use sock locks. Put clothes in hamper as soon as you undress. Launder clothes through three-part cycle. 1. Hamper to washer. 2. Washer to dryer. 3. Dryer to hamper. Always fold and hang clothes immediately. Pin safety pin on bottom of sheet in the middle to ease bed making. Use mesh bags to protect delicates or to keep matching items together. Always hook, snap, button, zip before washing. Use the correct cycle, temperature and water level on washer, and correct cycle, time, temperature on dryer. Use half cup vinegar to fresh lingerie, and use half cup baking soda to help remove odors such as smoke, sweat, mechanical smells. The laundry load. When not using the washer, leave the lid open. Keep your washer clean. See recipe at the bottom. Use less detergent. Too much ruins clothes, the environment, and your washer. Start water, add detergent, and let it mix in. Add bleach before adding clothes. Empty pockets, remove jewelry, name tags, ink, lipstick, adhesives. They can all be disastrous. Do mending before laundering. The maximum load is 3/4 of the washer. Mix different sizes and different weights of items. It will help them move around during the cycle. Wash fine clothes separately from coarse clothing. For example, don't wash your jeans with your dress clothes. Separate lingerie from everything else. No, no, do not wash a whole load of towels. They won't get clean, and it could tear up your washer. Before putting laundry in dryer, if clothes seem too damp, run them through the spin cycle again. If it is big and heavy, for example, a comforter, take it to a commercial, preferably front-loading machine. And here's the recipe for a clean washer. Periodically, do this. 1. Fill washer with hot water. Add 4 cups chlorine bleach and let sit 1 hour. 2. Run through longest wash and rinse cycle. 3. Fill washer with hot water. Add 4 cups white vinegar and let sit for 1 hour. 4. Run through the longest wash and rinse cycle. And here are some products. Purex Complete 3-in-1 laundry sheets. Detergent, softener, and anti-static. And it's a box, and it says Purex on it. Complete 3-in-1. Then Shout Wipe and Go, Spray and Wash, which is a spray, just as it says, and Shout Color Catcher. Then we have Tide Stain Release Duo Pack, Woolite Extra Delicates, that comes in a plastic bottle, Tide Backup Laundry Duffel, $9.25 on Amazon, Carbana Stain Clinic, and you can get that at www.carbana.com/the-stain-clinic.P as in Peter, H, P as in Peter. Then you've got heavy duty 3-bin laundry hamper on rollers. That's about $59. Hamper with wheels, $19. Double folding mesh cube, $14.99. Comes in white, blue, black with handles. And flexible hamper, $12.99 with handles. The Container Store, 919-899-8630. And they are across the street from Crabtree Valley Mall. Again, the Container Store phone number, 919-899-8630. All right, here are some tips for eliminating clutter in your home. 1. Identify one room or task to declutter at a time. A. If you identify a room, start with the floors. B. Choose another day to organize counters and shelves. C. Don't overwhelm yourself with unmanageable goals. 2. Clear everything off and wipe surfaces, vacuum, or sweep. 3. Sort through items and throw out everything damaged or of little value. A. Have a trash can handy so you don't have to move. B. Put items to give away in a specific bag or box. C. Organize and store items you use routinely in a logical space. 4. Keep only what you love and categorize it in some way so that it can be readily located in the future. 5. Label boxes and containers with bold print so that you don't mix up storage areas with unrelated products. 6. Put things that you use most frequently in easy-to-reach or find spaces. 7. Move to another space to declutter and continue this process throughout your home. It will usually be helpful to go over areas that you have cleaned to improve even more. And here are special cleaning products recommended for housekeeping. These products are available at major department stores such as Target and Walmart. Most are also available at large drug stores like Walgreens and CVS. Distribute during mini centers, Mr. Clean, Magic Eraser for marks on walls, Pledge, multi-surface wipes, which are moist pads for cleaning most surfaces, including furniture, Clorox wipes, moist pads for cleaning counters, Goo Gone, and yes, that's spelled G-O-O-G-O-N-E, liquid for getting out tough stains and dirt, dishwasher pods to go in dishwasher, avoiding measuring and spilling, easy reach scrubber for cleaning bathtubs and showers, toilet wand for cleaning toilets, disposable pads, and drain catcher with pop-out screen. For cleaning floors, cordless Dirt Devil multipurpose vacuum, Swiffer mop, purchase detergent and pads separately, Bissell sweeper, or Bissell, for cleaning small areas quickly with no power and easy disposal.